February 15, Genesis 19, 1-14, unsafe streets. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them. And he said, Behold now, my lords, turn in, I pray you, into your servant's house, and tarry all night. Genesis 19, 1-2. Lot, Abraham's nephew, though he had made his home in Sodom, was imbued with the patriarch spirit of kindness and hospitality. Seeing at nightfall two strangers at the city gate, and knowing the danger sure to beset them in that wicked city, Lot insisted on bringing them to his home. To the peril that might result to himself and his household, he gave no thought. It was a part of his life work to protect the imperiled and to care for the homeless, and the deed performed in kindness to two unknown travelers brought angels to his home. Those whom he sought to protect protected him. At nightfall he had led them for safety to his door. At the dawn they led him and his household forth in safety from the gate of the doomed city. Lot did not know their true character, but politeness and hospitality were habitual with him. They were a part of his religion, lessons that he had learned from the example of Abraham. Had he not cultivated a spirit of courtesy, he might have been left to perish with the rest of Sodom. Many a household, in closing its doors against a stranger, has shut out God's messenger who would have brought blessing and hope and peace. Every act of life, however small, has its bearing for good or for evil. Faithfulness or neglect in what are apparently the smallest duties may open the door for life's richest blessings or its greatest calamities. It is little things that test the character. It is the unpretending acts of daily self-denial performed with a cheerful, willing heart that God smiles upon. We are not to live for self, but for others. And it is only by self-forgetfulness, by cherishing a loving, helpful spirit, that we can make our life a blessing. The little attentions, the small, simple courtesies go far to make up the sum of life's happiness, and the neglect of these constitutes no small share of human wretchedness.